Americans, while living in a false peace with this world, do you not understand that you're at war with the living God? 2 Thessalonians 2:7 tells us, "For the mystery of iniquity, lawlessness, doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." Or what about 1 Thessalonians 5:3? "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." One of the questions that I put to myself day after day is, why are people okay with giving a pass to what is going on in this country, especially those who claim to belong to the Lord? Thomas Aquinas was correct when he stated, "He who is not angry when there is a just cause for anger is immoral." Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice, and if you can live amid injustice without anger, you're immoral as well as unjust. After all, the sincerest form of Christianity is to love what the Lord loves and to hate what it is that he hates. How is it that Americans, 81% of which profess Christianity, again, are okay with heretics in the pulpits, false teachers and false prophets, and a corrupt said representative government that is at war with the God that they say that they love and serve? How is it that the American professed Christians allow their said representatives to murder their own children? How is it that the American professed Christians allow their said representatives to rape their own children without being held accountable on this earth? How is it that American professed Christians allow their said representatives to create unconstitutional wars, even at the cost of the blood of their own sons and daughters, as well as the innocent in the countries that are attacked? How is it that the American professed Christians are okay with the attack on the God-ordained institution of marriage in hopes of normalizing what he clearly condemns? How is it that the American professed Christians allow their said representatives to lie to the people day in and day out without being held accountable by those same people? How is it that the American professed Christians allow their said representatives to tax the people into oblivion, illegally reallocating monies to unconstitutional bureaucracies and robbing them blind to their own temporary advantage? How is it that the American said church and representative government are okay with treasonously alluring into this country those who mean to conquer us? How is it that the American professed Christians allow their said representatives to go even so far as to label their own people as domestic terrorists? Or what of those being allowed to poison the food, water, and air supply? Americans have allowed most of the churches and government to war against what our forefathers in Black Robe Regiment fought and sacrificed themselves in giving unto us, namely, their posterity. And what is worse is the people in this country know that this is what is going on in their own churches and within the halls of their own government, yet, for the most part, they do nothing. I ask a simple question. How are the people at peace with the world that is at war with God and the God that they claim to love and to serve? How can the children of God look the other way when it comes to what the Lord condemns? This is living in a deceptive bubble, which is known as a false peace. A said peace without truth is a false peace, and an attempt to establish it will bring a war with the Lord. Why? It's because the first casualty to this war is to omit the truth of God. Biblical peace is not passive, it is bold because it lives in Christ. Are we, as the people who claim to be His, not to keep His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes? Legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and His apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the Scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just wanted to give you a heads up really quick, friends, that we are going to be out in none other than Florida this up and coming week. And with that said, we are going to go ahead and... going over the schedule here, I just want to let you know we're going to be, if you're in the area, you are at the most or the furthest state south, east from where we're at in the state of Minnesota. We're going to be at the Florida Republican Assembly at the Elite Preparatory Academy, 1636 W. Oak Ridge Road, Orlando, Florida, Monday, June 15th. It looks like it's going to be a pretty big deal. So we'll see what happens when we get there. The following month, we're going to be in Farragut Community Center. That's Farragut, Tennessee, Saturday, July 11th. Also going to be in studio there with David Knight. And then we have the Minnesota State Fair up and coming from August 27th to Labor Day. That's 12 days in a row from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then in September, at the end of that month, we're going to be in Princeton at a Civic Center event as well. So if there's something that you'd like to do in between those dates, give us a call. The best time to do that is now. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Real quick, friends, I'm going to show you some things up online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Pro or con, Jude 3 and 4th. We're going to contend for the faith. That's what we're called to do. We are in a warfare, but we have peace with Christ in that warfare, John 16, 33. And so just to make clear, friends, we're not looking for those that are in agreement with everything that we're saying here. But the difference between me and people that want to debate is I'm right because my feet are upon the rock of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. And that's exactly why Andrew Jackson said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So if you want to go ahead and give it your all, pro or con, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Speaking of which, someone posted this, and I made reference to this in part. This isn't the post or the meme that I was particularly talking about, but I do want to say this, friends. This is similar. And what it is for my affiliates, it's a picture of the UFC stage that they're making, in the cage match stage that they're making behind, yes, believe it or not, behind the People's White House. Folks, again, it shows you what he's not to be, but that's exactly what he's doing. It's exhibiting what he's never been appointed to be, which shows you he's operating outside of his scope of authority. But it's a picture of the UFC cage. And someone said, you know, in ancient Rome, stadiums were built to host bread and circuses, events designed to distract the masses from the problems of a decaying empire. Yep. Folks, these things also take place when they lose public approval. And you can rest assured that is exactly what's happening concerning the current administration. Folks, they can run, but they cannot hide. They're reaping what they've sown. There is no cover unless you just got your head stuck in the sand, friends. For the most part, people are standing up and saying no more of this criminal pedophile that's in office and his current administration, who are extorted by the same people that the said president is, in fact. That is not speculation. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Got all my ducks in a row. I would love to give you the answers that you refuse to hear in many cases. 281-845-4704. We all know this, but over the last, you know, how many, two terms now of this said corporate president named Donald Trump, this stand-in stooge, this clown in the circus of politics, 1 Kings 13:33, who promulgates that which is foreign to who we are as a people, Ephesians 4:14. It's interesting how he just despises anybody that questions anything that he does. Well, let me just take you to the masses right now, and I want you to tell me what your thoughts are, because what I'm going to play right now is a basketball game that Donald Trump and family appeared at. And here we have, it's an NBA Finals between the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. And what's going on here, friends, is they're singing the national anthem, and all of a sudden Donald Trump salutes the flag. And I want you to hear the response of the people, because you can't make this up. But again, in contrast to what he wants you to believe, here's the truth.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the cold.
Sounds like they love him, don't they, friends? They just love Donald. He wants you to know that everybody loves him.
Whose broad stripes.
There he is saluting. I'm playing it a couple times here for you. Wow, that's amazing. But he would have you believe that somehow or another his polling, man, he's number one. There's nobody that's ever been number one as long as he's been number one in the polls. He's the most, you know, highly rated pollster in American history, according to the mind of Donald Trump. And there's people that believe this nonsense. Now, today, I got to ask the question, who are those people? I'll give you the answer. I don't know, because the American people, for the most part, have caught on to the little games, and they've also caught on to the professors that don't even know the word of God, that are saying and declaring that God appointed Donald Trump. Well, they are right about God appointing Donald Trump to the presidential position of this country. And I'm telling you, not for what you think it is, because John Calvin was right when he said that when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. And some will say, okay, Bradley, I want you to back that up with scripture. Oh my goodness. Where at? I mean, how many times do you want me to back it up with scripture? Because over and over again, that's exactly what happens. I think we can all agree, even if you're opposed to what I'm saying right now, that we see the wicked, those that know to do right, that walk on every side, we can clearly see that that's a fact, right? The wicked are walking on every side. Is that true? Yeah, everybody can agree to that. And why is that? Because Psalm 12:8 tells us that when the vilest of men are exalted, the wicked walk on every side. And folks, your government is literally transforming and transitioning into what I've been saying for a long time, a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics, and they're literally manifesting themselves in such a fashion. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Francis Turretin said, "Effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, "I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ."
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. If you're on social media platforms, check this out. If not, that's okay, friends. I just wanted to highlight this because of what happened yesterday during our live feed on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook actually pulled the video for calling out the crimes of the sodomites. Did you know that? And they said, you can't attack people or a group. Well, I'm attacking those that are attacking our children. And I'm doing it in a lawful manner, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, not an unlawful manner. See how the big tech companies are acting subversively? Attacking someone that's using the word of God according to our laws found in the Constitution in condemning the crimes of those that are guilty of laying for our children, and they pull our feed. They're pulling our feed. They are criminal, friends. And what I have up on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, these were our statistics while we were on Genesis Communication Networks for, 13 years. And we were at 68% of all listenership out of 65 different show hosts. Alex Jones was number three. And I had 68% of all listenership, and Jason Lewis was below. Alex Newman, Robert Scott Bell was on the bottom there. They were tied. And then we had the Center Lane show. But again, I was the number one most listened show on Genesis Communication Networks. And yet somehow or another, friends, they just keep pulling the plug on us, or attempting to. And every time they do it, folks, we retaliate 10 times over. And by the grace of God, I'm going to continuously do that. So every time they again pull our feed, we're just going to go to the papers. We're going to go to the billboards. We're going to get to other radio stations, because we're not going to play their criminal game. This is what lawful people do. Read Psalm 94, verse 16. What does it say? Psalm 94, 16. Here, let me show you. Real quick, again, because I want people to hear it for themselves. And some will say, well, Bradley, again, not knowing the Word of God, they'll say that's the Old Testament. Yep, Jesus said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. He's the one that said, keep my commandments, right? Isn't that what he said in John 14, 21? Yep, 1 John 2, 6, mark them. Then go over to John 14, 21, and then go over to a negative connotation concerning what it is that I'm directing at the listeners and viewers right now. It says, he that saith, I know him, Jesus, and keepeth not his commandments. The Bible says that you're a liar and the truth is not in you. Yeah, and also read Titus 1, 16 when you get a moment. Professing yourself to belong unto him, but the Bible says you're a reprobate. Why? Because you don't bring any forth fruit to glorify Christ, John 15, 8. But listen to this. Going to Psalm 94, 16, it says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who shall stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Now, if I go over to verse 20, which I may as well do that, and I didn't think about it until I got over here, but I want you to understand that he says in verse 20, the Lord is asking his people, shall the throne of iniquity, the lawless, have fellowship with you? Should they have fellowship with you? That's what the Lord's asking you. How is it that you're okay with them? You know, Amos 3:3 comes to my aid as well. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, the Lord's not agreed with what you're agreed with. And I'll tell you what, that's not a good place to be, because the Lord said he'd spew you out of his mouth to those that are lukewarm. He said either you're hot or you're cold. But again, go to Psalm 94, verse 20. Shall the throne of the lawless have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a law? We call them policies in the United States of America. And I'll tell you what, friends, that's exactly what they are. And how the American people are okay with it, look where it's bringing you, friends. That's all I can say. That's a quick enough answer, is it not? Titus 1:16 said this. It said, they profess to know God. Okay, they profess that they know him, speaking of which. But in works they deny him, being abominable, it says, and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobate. They're abandoned to their own sins. Now, I was just highlighting Donald Trump. I was just highlighting during the end of the last segment. And I was also showing you that his approval ratings, friends, if you want a statistic concerning pollings, which matter not, we're ruled by law, not by the games they play through polling and trying to manipulate the minds of the people. But if you did want one, I just want to let you know it's at 36%. Okay, again, friends, so they can put him up like he is making America great again, but the people are wide awake. And for a long time, they've been asleep. Matthew 13, 25, the Bible says the enemy sowed tares while men slept. But in America, they sleep with their eyes wide open, right? Well, it seems that many of them are understanding that they're really going to have to wake up concerning what's going on in their country. And to prove the point, a lot of times people will look at Barack Obama. Years ago, I looked at what he was doing when he was trying to go for the guns of the American people. And I did an article and I named it Barack Obama, America's greatest gun seller. Because every time he even talked anything about anti-gun, the people went out in the millions and purchased themselves arms to protect themselves, and rightfully so. Same thing with Biden. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, nobody's worried about that under Donald Trump. Nonsense. A brand new article today, June 11th, brand new, gun ownership by state, 2026 statistics. Although rates of firearms ownership vary widely from state to state, American civilians own more firearms than civilians in any other country. Why is that, friends? Is that because they're sleeping? Is that because they trust their government? Absolutely not. But again, I want to remind everybody, the American people are the ones that have tolerated it and allowing themselves to paint themselves into a corner by the corrupt. But let me go to Montana. Montana has the highest rate of reported household gun ownership at 66.3 per 100 residents. In Wyoming, you have 66.2 per 100. In Alaska, you have 64.5 per 100. In Idaho, you have 60.1 per 100. And West Virginia, you have 58.5 per 100, having the highest rates of gun ownership in America. Now let's go over to the East Coast really quick. In Massachusetts and New Jersey, they have the fewest gun owners at only 14.7 per 100 residents. Now that's crazy, because when you look at the East Coast and you understand history and you understand who our forefathers were, you would think those people having that Christian heritage and the founding heritage that they have right in their backyard, they would know more than the states that are in the Midwest or on the West Coast, but apparently not. But so folks, I just want to make clear, you understand, gun sales are skyrocketing. That's why you have corrupt politicians like over in Virginia right now, who just had her butt handed to her literally concerning her anti-gun legislation. And keep in mind, she did that in Virginia. In Virginia. You know, one of the things that bothers me about that, speaking of which, how these corrupt governors and mayors and said city representatives in our constitutional republic, it's interesting how they're okay to attack the Second Amendment. And see, what bothers me about that is they don't care if the people stand up and then bring a lawsuit against them. Because people, you need to realize these corrupt governors need to be held accountable towards the people on an individual basis outside of their gubernatorial position. And what am I saying? They're not worried about it. They're just going to bleed you dry until they drive you to a bankrupt state, because what they're doing is they're using your tax dollars against you in hopes of disarming you and bankrupting anybody that dares stands up against their tyranny and their tyrannical decrees. Do you understand that? They're using your, there's no skin in the game. People have to knock that off. They have to understand they have to go against them in their personal capacity. Their personal capacity, friends. And this needs to be brought back so that they can understand that people are not playing games with them in any sense of the word. Okay, we're in June. They call it Pride Month. I just wanted to give you a little attention. And I'm talking about all the abominable individuals that think they're playing games. Remember what Thomas Watson said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall back on his own face. And that's exactly what's happening, because God is not mocked. As a matter of fact, if you look at Jude 1:7 as a warning on top of a warning on top of a warning that the Lord is not playing with this or these individuals, he said, go ahead and pray on those little ones. He said, because if you do, it's better for you to take a millstone, wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea. But guess what? That's what they do. And what's sad about it is the church in America is standing back and waiting for the Lord to do what it is that the Lord has commanded them to do in response. And we're talking about their own kids. No joke. But look at Jude 1:7. What does it say, folks? It says, Sodom and Gomorrah were set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. And it's exactly what they do. Hey, folks, the first time it was a flood. The second time, it's in fire. Okay, that's where we're at now. The second stage, not the verse. I'm going to highlight this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Pretty quiet. Man, I'll tell you what, usually when people are under attack, they're at the top of their lungs defending themselves, but I guess not here. Not in America anymore. Nope. They don't realize that when they are silent, when in fact they should be protesting, it makes cowards of men. That's exactly what it is. It encourages the enemy. But friends, with that, I just wanted to give attention to all the abominations and the abominable that are gloating and foaming out their shame today that you're allowing your said representatives to open the door to. I do want to say in a positive note, we're seeing more of this across the country. People are understanding that it's premised on man-boy sex, and they're seeing all these kids that are being made prey by these men that are marking them as a prey. And what's interesting is they're removing the flags. They're removing even the mention of any of what they call pride. We're seeing that in the state of Florida right now. My friend Alex Newman just did an article on that. But just even to further solidify the point, what I'm showing the people on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, is a full-grown man. And friends, you need to understand that the powers that are tolerated by the masses in this country are literally hand-picking these sodomites, and they are putting them into position. They are installing them into government positions. They're not just there. I mean, you're seeing men dressed up as women in, what, Delaware. You're seeing it in Minnesota. They're all planted. They're all planted. And isn't it interesting? Those abominations, they speak louder than anybody else. Alina Kagan on the Supreme Court, too. Just in case you thought you might be safe, you're sadly mistaken. Same thing with John Roberts, who's an advocate for the sodomite lobby. Again, just this is why it's going on, because the people are tolerating it. But what I'm showing people right now is this pathetic individual, again, another abomination, named Scott Weiner. Okay, he's a 23-year-old. He's trying to normalize sex with a 14-year-old in California without mandatory sex offender registration. Okay, I just want to make clear that he's a senator now. In Colorado, Polis is a sodomite. I warned people about that guy 13 years ago. Nobody wanted to listen. Now he's been planted at the highest seat of government, which he still makes him a representative. He's not above the law. He's subservient to it, Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3, and the people need to hold his feet to the fire. But he's a sodomite. Look what that state's advocating for right now. Look what's going on in California, friends. All these governors are advocating the same thing. Look at in Oregon. They're appointing lesbians to office as well. God calls them an abomination. And somehow or another, people are just quiet about it. They don't want to say too much, because if they say too much, then, you know, someone might say something to them. Yeah. Don't worry about your kids, though. They love when you're just quiet like that. They love you when you shut your mouth like that, because you're strengthening them to do it all the more than what they're even doing right now. But again, I just wanted to make clear y'all understood that this is happening under the watch of the gayest president in American history. I didn't say it. Donald Trump said it, right? Here's another one. Did you know this? Oh, what a coincidence. What an absolute coincidence. The BBC, yet again, TV and radio, former BBC producer, found in possession of 6,200 child abuse images. Do you people think that this is just by chance? Do you still not understand that they are extorted? They're told what to do. And if they don't do it, guess what, friends? Then they're ousted. They're outed. That's how they extort them. Hey, listen, you do what you're told, or this is what's going to happen. Do what you're told, or this is what's going to happen. I want you to check this out as well in just a second here, once I get off this little commercial in my left corner. Look at this, friends.
Children are only unsafe at drag shows when a shooter shows up to kill them.
This is a man dressed as a woman.
That's where the threat is. I would challenge anyone just to get to know trans people. We are a vibrant, diverse community, as diverse as anyone else. You know, I'm from the great state of Texas. I served in the military. I go to church every Sunday. My faith is very important to me.
In Texas. Do you see? Folks, the people in Texas didn't vote this in. They were planted. And hey, folks, what's interesting is you need to listen to what this says. Listen.
But God made me in her image.
God made me in her image.
Made me transgender.
He made me transgender.
To see these people so cynically weaponize this and exploit these children's debts and their teachers' debts, it breaks my heart. I wonder
see
what
how they're playing the
right
victim.
Now.
What do you, they're attacking.
You feel when you have somebody?
Do you notice how that it was this man dressed as a woman redefining God's gender by calling him a her? Do you not understand history, friends? These are people that are being set up to judge you. And while you remain silent in the process, again, you're advancing that judgment upon yourselves. Now, what part of that is it that we just can't see or understand? Here's the best advice. When the Lord says no, listen to him the first time. When the Lord says no, listen to him the first time because you're going to find out why it is. Hey, folks, never pull down a fence until you first understand why that fence was put up. Here, I got another one for you. Daring the justice of God, did you know that your mainstream media just named the woman of the year as actually an abominable individual, a man dressed as a woman? Did you know that? Yeah, I want to make clear you understand this is a government agenda, okay? Using the mainstream media to demoralize you because tyrants have an interest in demoralizing the people, okay? They're even trying to defend themselves concerning their crimes committed against children. Here, I got one more for you, just for the sake of time. ABC News producer detained on child pornography charges. Here, let me say that again. ABC News producer detained on child pornography charges. Isn't that interesting? Just can't get away from it, can we? Just can't get away from it. We just don't know what's going on. Well, if we knew the Word of God, we'd know exactly what's going on. And don't want you to forget about Israel, modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, Zionist Israel, which is not Christian. I see people talking about Zionist Christians all the time. There's no such thing. It's of the synagogue of Satan, okay? You people need to be educated concerning the information that comes out of your heart, goes out of your mouth, and then it goes out into the ears of other people's ear gates and eye gates. Because you're going to be held accountable for it. For every idle word and for every idle thought will you give an account on Judgment Day. But modern day Israel is to host the largest LGBT pride festival in the Middle Eastern history near biblical site of Sodom. Okay, this is a brand new post, just highlighting it, keeping it out there in the face of the people. And they want you to believe that they're the chosen of God, people. They are no more than the chosen of God, friends, than the devil is. One more thing, or actually a couple more. Self-inflicted hate crimes. All crime is motivated by hate. And in Deuteronomy 19:19, it tells us, whatever they intend to do to you, by law, you're supposed to do to them. So you just hear it one way. Yes, love is the fulfilling of the law and do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But remember, the Lord said a false balance is an abomination. What's the other side of that? Okay, so if someone commits a crime that's guilty of it and then tries to lay it on someone that's innocent, you're supposed to do to the guilty criminal what he meant to do to the innocent individual. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. This is what it says. This is the investigative report. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Well, folks, I did look up the word stupid, Webster's 1828, but I'm glad in this particular case that the Lord uncovered him. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He revealed his stupidity right off the bat. But again, if you look at what we were talking about yesterday in Romans 1:22, they profess themselves to be wise, yet they become fools. Okay? And that's right in between the sandwiching of the justice of God when the people that we're highlighting right now meet their just recompense, which is justice. Okay? Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. Read it. Friends, immediately after reading the report, again, I did look up the word stupid. It says very dull, insensible, and senseless. So we want to make sure that Mr. Elliott gets his due here. Here's another one. What happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into the surfaced allegations and finds out that the alleged victims were actually the ones contriving and fabricating the crimes? Folks, we see the media attempting to advocate for this continuously by playing the race card, divide and conquer. Jesus warned us in Mark 3:25 of that. We see the Muslims playing the same thing. We see them inflicting themselves and then trying to accuse Americans. Oh, the list goes on, friends. But here, let me give you one. There's a famous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Clement McKenna College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at Campus Forum on racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient. Or was it? Her car had been vandalized, her windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with their story was that two students saw her commit the crimes herself. Dunn lost her job and also went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud, where she had claimed that $1,700 worth of her items were ripped off. Folks, she was the one responsible for it. I could sit on this show for the next half hour just highlighting just one little packet of self-inflicted crimes. 281-845-4704.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Okay, got much to cover. Final segments up and coming. I want to show you something here, and it's kind of random, but it's important. And this is in part what's been going on. It's heating up here again in the state of Minnesota. Tim Walz and Ellison have been both found to basically be the ones that have been blocking the investigation into this massive fraud. So we're still seeking out justice here, folks, and it just keeps resurfacing. And with that, I want to just highlight something, because this is statistically what's happening, not just in Minnesota, but in your backyard as well. And this is why you need to share these articles and these videos, friends.
Strong Somali
community, because of this information,
as a whole, has made a positive impact on your state.
Okay, so what he just said is, how has a Somalian population made a positive impact in your state of Minnesota? This is across the boards. Listen carefully.
So you'd be the opinion, fair to say, that the Somali community has successfully assimilated and is making Minnesota better?
Yeah, I believe they're on that path, okay. Yes.
I'm just curious by what metric you come to that conclusion. I just looked at some hard data. And do you have any idea what percentage of the native-born Minnesotans, all races, live in poverty in your state right now?
I don't have specifically.
I'll share it with you. It's 8%. For the Somali community, it's 52%. How about receiving food stamps?
I don't know.
Right, okay, so in other words, what he's saying, friends, is the people in Minnesota are below the poverty line of the Muslims that have come into the state of Minnesota, okay? So it's not about helping the people of this country that are paying the taxes that they're using to support these foreigners who mean to conquer us, okay? That's just one. Listen carefully.
It's 7%, and then...
Food stamps in Minnesota, there is 5% of those in Minnesota that are on food stamps, but 54% of the Muslims that are here. If you want a national statistic, 91.4% of all Muslims in America are on food stamps. Just wanted to let you know that.
Compared to 54% in the Somali community, and then don't have at least a high school diploma for all Minnesotans, it's 5%. Somali community, it's 39%. One family member, at least, on Medicaid, it's 18% for Minnesota.
Okay, so 18% of the Minnesotans are on Medicaid. 73% of the Muslims are on Medicaid.
For the Somali community.
And receiving, you can't welfare, make this
some
up, people.
21%.
This is them confronting walls, the governor.
For the Somali community. Governor, do you happen to know what the percentage is of all those who have currently been charged in this staggering social services fraud scheme were native-born Minnesotans? What percentage?
I do not have that.
I think it was 85 out of 98, which comes out.
So of those that are responsible for the fraud in the state of Minnesota under Walz and Ellison, 85% of them are Muslims. Do you understand? And yet they're the ones crying the loudest, playing the victims. Well, they're the ones attacking and stealing. Folks, they're sucking the life out of your financial institutions is what they're doing. Listen to the rest of this.
Out to 13%. Minnesotan and 87% Somali.
Walz calls this a simulation.
So I think this is an instance, perhaps, of where woke get slapped by data. Governor, there's been billions stolen over 7+ years right under your nose, and really there's only two explanations. It's either you were in on it or you weren't smart enough to see it. It's either criminal negligence or wild incompetence. And the only way this kind of fraud can reach this scale is if there's people in power that are colluding and collaborating and willfully blinding themselves to the realities around them. And in oversight, when we do investigations, it's rare for
Listen,
us to have whistleblowers.
Because
they face retribution and punishment and resentment, and they can be ostracized, and it's difficult, and it's uncomfortable, and sometimes it's even dangerous. So when we have having an investigation, and we have even a couple of whistleblowers, it's very valuable to us because they provide invaluable insight. Do you have any idea how many whistleblowers are working from Minnesota or working with the Oversight Committee?
I do not. We have our own strong protections in the OLA, the independent.
Well, and it's 30. I mean, I haven't seen that in 5+ years in Congress. 30.
30 whistleblowers in the state of Minnesota. Tim Walz himself is under over 60 investigations. Ellison has already told on himself. And so we're at this again. But again, Americans, what we need to understand is these people are being brought into this country to do the very things that they're doing. And again, you're not going to get away from the fact, if you're going to look at the sovereignty of God and read his judgments like we did in part yesterday, God is very specific as to how he does things, and he is in control here, and he's the one bringing this to an unrepentant people. Now, let me go over to this other guy, and he's an appeaser as well. We're finding that they're all appeasers because there's still no justice. But I want you to listen to this, friends, because this is almost, you can't make it up. And this is what people are going to sleep at night. Maybe this explains why so many people in this country have over 393.3 million arms in their hands to protect themselves from the people that are claiming to be what they really aren't. And when it comes to those congressional insights and these investigations, they call them grillings, nothing becomes of it. And people, we're going to have to demand it if we want it. OK, Okay? And I want to go ahead and show this one to you because it's important that you hear this one as well. And then I'm going to show you something I tried to tell you before.
There seem to be a lot of similarities here. Can you tell us in your investigation, have you found any connections between Ohio Medicaid fraud?
Okay, so this is what, I didn't know we were on this video, but for the sake of getting to this, do you remember, this is the cycle of this ministry, get used to it. Do you remember when I told you, what was this, probably about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, when this was all coming out, I said, look at the irony here. We see Minnesota, we see New York under Mamdani right now, doing whatever he wants to do, filling the streets with those that mean to conquer the country. We look over at Ohio, but Ohio in particular, I said, look at this parallel, friends. Is this by chance that this is happening? Absolutely not. What's going on in the state of Minnesota, in New York, in California, in Texas right now, and in Ohio, namely, look at this and listen to what he has to say, because again, how telling is this? And again, what we have to ask ourselves is, why haven't we brought justice at this point in the face of those that do nothing but appease the American people? Listen carefully to the correlation between Minnesota and Ohio.
Fraud and the Somali fraud that we saw in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's the same people. They all have relatives in both.
Their families in Minnesota and in Ohio. The investigator saying that they're the same people and the same families that are robbing the people in Minnesota that are robbing the people in Ohio. Are you going to tell me the UN and the federal government don't know about this? No, friends, you got to quit acting like they don't know what they're doing, because it's exactly what they're doing. They know what they're doing, because what they're doing, friends, is trying to create subdivisions in breaking up the United States of America and giving to the Somalians certain portions of who we are in this country. And I'm saying, stay your ground. Don't you dare up stakes and move out from where you're at. You hold your ground. Okay, but let's listen to the rest of this.
Places, and they move back and forth. First of all, I think there was $130 million in cash that transferred from the Columbus airport to the Minnesota airport and then to Somalia. And so they're moving basically briefcases of cash. And the same, there's one guy that had, basically he racked up $30,000 in tax debts in Columbus running this daycare center and not paying his taxes. So then he started a home health care company in Minnesota, billed $35,000 in 1 month, and then dissolved the company.
So I just want to be clear.
So folks, they have all of the information they need to prosecute every one of these criminals, every one of them. 10 times over. We in Minnesota, we've known that this has been going on since 2007. They have yet to be prosecuted. This is the kind of injustice system that you're allowing them to move forward, and it's working against you, not for you. Here's another one. In the state of Minnesota, how many times have I told you that there is massive voter fraud? What's so cool about this is the Lord has us talking about it when everybody thinks that we're way out in left field, when in fact we're way ahead of the game, because only the Lord can make that happen by the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine, folks, the church without the gifts of the Spirit? Well, that's where America's at today. That's never been a part of the New Testament, but that's what America's made it now. And you wonder why the church in America is dead. It's because you allow dead men to preach to dead men in the pews. But I want you to listen to this. Going to what's going on in Minnesota right now, now they're talking about all the election integrity and the fraud that's going on in the state. And it's not just happening here, friends. It's happening all over the country. We are imploding, friends.
Election system. There's probably 10 things that are wrong with it. We're going to have to change all of them. 45 days to vote, mail-in ballots, machine tabulators, it's these electronic poll pads. We figured out right away that these things were no good for an election. One city, the city of Oak Grove, passed a resolution to get rid of their electronic poll pads. And they received a letter from Anoka County saying that if you use paper poll pads, it would be a felony. Our elections should be secure, which means paper, no electronics, and transparent. It should be a process that's open to the public, and that's not what we have. We actually have the opposite right now.
Okay, so again, Lord, I don't even know how to say this. I'm just opening my mouth. It's in my heart. It comes out. Here we are. Here we come now full circle to what I tried to warn the people about. Maybe again, this explains all the censorship going on in the ministry. It's folks, they hate the truth, and I don't care if they hate the truth. If we want to be free, we better be lovers of God's law and enforce it and bring about his statutes upon the heads of these guilty. Because as I said, friends, if you want righteousness and peace, you better do it his way. Because if you want to keep going along with this, you're coming to the end of your rope. And friends, just for the record, you've been there for a long, long time. Love you by what?